Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. So much happening. You got the campus craziness. You got the border issue that's never ending. And then the economy. But hold on a second. Apparently the economy's good and we just don't realize it.
Yeah, we're back to this again with Democrats just lying and saying that what you are observing and what you are experiencing, you are not observing and you are not experiencing. Democrat Representative Hakeem Jeffries. Yeah, he is the top Democrat in the House of Representatives. He was on 60 Minutes. And he was asked about the fact that two-thirds of the country believes the economy was better under Trump than it has been under Biden.
I love this whole thing, too, with 60 Minutes. It's like, Hakeem Jeffries, what will be the angle? Republicans are dysfunctional, yet it seems like you're still sort of leading this theme, this whole entire group, Hakeem. You're so great. Now let's talk about the economy.
Well, that's just not the case, and we have to do a better job of laying out the facts that the economy has dramatically improved under the leadership of President Joe Biden.
But if those are the facts, why don't voters believe it? Is that a communication problem?
Voters understand that more needs to be done, that there are challenges that remain.
Okay. It's a 72-game season. And a couple of years ago, we went 10-62. Now we're 20-52, and it's improving. Right. Okay, all right. It's really we're really good.
Oh yeah, it's a great analogy, actually. Yeah,
I mean, we're still in last.
Well, yeah.
People are unhappy, and the fan base isn't thrilled at all. But you people don't know how bad it could get again.
It
and
sucks.
Be
but it
happy
sucks.
That
it,
we've
yeah, right.
come this far, huh?
It sucks less. Right. Yeah. I mean, and again, I mean, I guess we haven't done a good enough job of lying to people.
Yeah, that
is essentially what he's saying.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, because I mean, the idea that the economy is doing much better than it was under Trump. I mean, what by what metrics are you making that claim? Because certainly there are some metrics you can look at and say, yeah, there are some fundamental things in the economy that are going really well right now. But as far as people's experiences, which is what people think of when they think of the economy, they don't think about, you know, your Wall Street Journal editorial board dorks. They don't think about whatever economist at Brown University or whatever is saying about the market fundamentals. They're thinking about what they're paying for when they go shopping at the grocery store and what their housing situation is right now, what their energy bills are right now, how much it costs to get a new car if they need one. Those are things that people think of when they think of the economy because they're real people. They don't live in little think tank bubbles like you dorks.
If I'm to go along with the same analogy, and I think people realize this, well, it's better than under Trump. No, you see that last season that Trump was the head coach?
Yeah.
You know what happened? You made us all forfeit the season. So maybe we had 8 wins at that time, but we would have had a whole lot more had you not made him stop playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of it. It's like people don't buy that. What do you mean? Biden improved at Trump's horrible, horrible job on the economy. Look at the polling. As far as people's trust in the economy, is it with Trump or Biden? It's not even close.
Well, look at your grocery receipt.
Yes.
I mean,
I know.
Try to buy a house.
Yep.
See what the mortgage. I mean, it's all these things that people, real people who live in the real world, have to deal with day in and day out. It's not a matter of convincing.
No, I mean, for you, it's not even like the house, car. It's like beef jerky. You're like, what's that? What?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Shouldn't cost that much for beef jerky.
No, it shouldn't.
I know. Meanwhile,
make my own.
I see this headline, North Korea is the good guy. Who said that?
Oh, yeah. Part of the pro-Hamas protests going on, students at NYU had a teach-in where we learned that North Korea is actually the good guy in the Israel-Hamas war.
Hmm. And the economy is doing better.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me get this straight before we play the clip.
Yeah.
In the Israel-Hamas war, North Korea is the good guy.
Yes.
Roll it.
So which side do y'all think North Korea supports, Palestine or Israel?
It is Palestine. The DPRK has actually never recognized the state of Israel. They have always upheld the right of Palestinian people to self-determination and resistance. And this is beyond moral and rhetorical support. The DPRK has actively armed and trained
Palestinian resistance
for decades.
Hold on. What is she talking about?
That the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or North Korea, as most people know it as, apparently believes in people's rights to self-determination, the single most repressive communist country on the planet, believes in the right to protest.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure it does.
Okay, man.
Where this stuff comes
from. I'll play the rest of the clip. This is troubling.
The DPRK has actively armed and trained Palestinian resistance for decades. That includes the PLO, the PFLP, and the DFLP have trained troops by the DPRK.
Okay. There are a lot of issues going on. I'm sure I won't get to all of them, but just a few that are obvious. One, we know that kids in a lot of these colleges have been indoctrinated. They have no idea what's going on in the world. And when they think they know, they don't. They believe things that aren't true. That's a problem. They're getting their news from TikTok, which is doing exactly what it's supposed to do from the designers of TikTok, is influence a lot of opinions about a number of different things. And right now it's the whole Israel-Hamas war on the side of Hamas, which is crazy to think, but it seems to have worked as far as the manipulation and the propaganda. And then if we all think back to when we were, I don't know, 19, 20 years old, it's almost embarrassing realizing how dumb you were at this time, but we have this society that wants to hold these people up like they're going to lead the way.
Yeah.
It's not, no. You don't have a clue when you're that age. You get wiser as life goes on with more experience. No. It's, well, we need to listen to these people because they are bright minds.
Yeah.
And they want a seat at the table, and we need to give it to them, and we need to negotiate with them.
No.
I hear some of this crap over the weekend. I'm like, well, are you joking? Well, they're clueless. That was prime example right there from that girl.
Future leaders, I hear that all the time, too. These are the next generation of leaders. As if at 19 you're going to think the same way you think at 19 than you will at 28 or 38. You won't.
No.
Guarantee it. You won't.
And if so, there's something wrong.
Well, yeah, then you're full-blown nut job, yeah. But generally speaking, life, you grow up, you start a family, you buy a house, you go to school, you do all these things, and it just changes you. And you start looking around going, what are we doing?
Well, this is a whole other rabbit hole, but a lot of these people, you know, don't have kids, which is a good thing at this point.
Oh, geez, yeah.
But as they go on, they don't have kids. And if I'm not talking about everybody, but for a lot of people, if you never have a kid, you never really understand responsibility.
No.
On that kind of level.
Well, that would be
true. And a concern for the future. All of a sudden, your worldview changes, at least for a lot of people. Not everybody. Some people remain self-consumed for a lifetime.
Well, then the cycle begins again with grandkids. I mean, you do the same thing.
Right.
You know? It's over and over again. But to think that that 19-year-old whatever that is going to think that way when she's 29 and has two kids is ludicrous. Of course not.
What I would love to do is ask her if she knows how many mosques there are in North Korea. Because there is some material support for Hamas and for other organizations like it that are funneled through North Korea. And that's because, well, there is only one mosque in North Korea, and it's at the Iranian embassy. They have very close ties to Iran. So, of course, there's some exchange there. It's not about self-determination or anything like that. It's basically just axes of evil coming together for a common goal.
How are the Gays for Palestine group, how's that going in North Korea right now?
Not very well.
Hmm. Okay. To a surprise to no one except, well, people that only get their news from a few places, I guess. Some of Biden's biggest backers are funding the anti-Israel protests rocking universities.
No way.
To listen to this show, this should not come as a surprise at all to you, no.
Reports, Politico.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
People have talked about this for quite a long time. Activist groups such as Jewish Voice for Peace. See, they always sound good.
Yeah.
Very deceptive. And in Not Now are in part funded through nonprofit networks involving leftist megadonors such as George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates, David Rockefeller Jr., and the Pritzker family.
Sure. Yeah. The sister in particular.
Yes.
She's knee-deep in this.
Plenty. And you go through this story about, you know, how much money these groups are getting, and they're the ones that are organizing the protests. You think these dopes are the ones that are making all the sign and giving out, you know, the goggles and everything else?
Well, we know they bought tents in bulk. They all look alike.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, again, I think that's one of those stories, what they just sort of had to report on. They were finally forced to do that. But no, it's not a surprise. And it used to be, if you brought up George Soros and how he was trying to influence things, that's anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
I don't know that they could really say that anymore. They might try. I'm not sure. And then this crazy scene yesterday in this church in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the footage of that.
My God.
Wow.
North Braddock, Pennsylvania. A young man walked into a church and tried to kill the pastor during the service. Video shows 26-year-old Bernard Polite walk towards the pastor, raise a gun at him, and pull the trigger. The gun didn't go off, though. Somehow, I don't know if he didn't have one in the chamber. I don't know if it jammed, but it did not fire.
Act of God.
Little divine intervention. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
That gave the pastor and another church member a chance to tackle the gunman and disarm him. Clarence McAllister, he was filming the service, and he's the guy who, when he saw the gun, ran up and tackled the guy after the gun didn't go off. I mean, he was the first there, and then the pastor comes in and starts holding the guy down and getting the gun away from him. Clarence McAllister, though, he spoke to WTAE television.
All right.
Once they raised the gun up, I jumped up, you know what I mean, from behind, got him from behind, struggled him down to the ground. I just mainly thank God that, you know what I mean, that nobody got hurt. That was just God. Because the possibility, one thing about a bullet going to find some meat. And I don't care if you're aiming at a target or not aiming at a target, a bullet gonna find some meat.
I don't know that I'd ever heard that before.
I haven't either, but it's
a phrase I'd never heard. But
one of my favorite phrases of all time.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
Bullet gonna find some meat. Yeah.
And the video. I mean, stating the obvious. Did it take some stones to tackle that guy from behind?
Oh yeah.
The way he did. Wow, that was unbelievable.
Well, they also
more than that.
They found a body at that dude's home.
Oh, I heard that too. With some sort of history of mental health. I can't wait to see what the whole history is.
He had a vacant look in his eyes when they brought him down.
It was something, man. Okay. Was it possible for Kristi Noem to dig her hole deeper? She was able to do it. We'll get to that and much more coming up right here.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Right. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. So Christy Noem dug that hole a little deeper, David?
I mean, it's impressive how quickly she old yellered her career based off of sharing a story about how she old yellered poor Cricket the dog.
Gosh.
I mean,
well, the dog had some problems.
Yeah, the dog killed somebody's chickens. And, yeah, she had to put the dog down, but apparently she was very proud of that fact and decided to put it in the biography, which is really dumb.
Yeah.
And she's not very good on the national stage. It's actually shocking how poorly she has handled all. Now, granted, I don't know how you properly handle it when somebody says, so, why'd you brag about killing a 14-month-old dog? I don't know what the right way of handling it is, but
well, if you're going political speak, it could be something like, listen, I wanted to be honest about life on a ranch, okay? And farmers and ranchers understand this, okay? And to a lot of people, it's incredibly offensive. I understand that. But you have to understand the reality of when a dog gets into a neighbor's and then you fill in the blank and you sort of do it that way, it would seem to go better than what she's done.
I think she's very concerned with being known as the tough chick.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a badassy sort of image.
Well, the time to do that was to stand up for women's sports when she didn't do it a couple years ago.
No, I 100% agree with you. Yeah, I mean, I 100%
agree. That totally turned me off to her at that time.
Yeah, well, a lot of Republicans even are saying, like, okay, well, she's done. Now, she was a VP contender. That's over, okay? She was on Face the Nation, though, and Margaret Brennan, the host, hammered her on the puppy side.
Oh.
You talk multiple times about it. In fact, at the end of the book, you say the very first thing you would do if you got to the White House that was different from Joe Biden is you'd make sure Joe Biden's dog was nowhere on the grounds. Commander, say hello to Cricket. Are you doing this to try to look tough? Do you still think that you have a shot at being a VP?
Uh-oh.
Well, number one, Joe Biden's dog has attacked 24 Secret Service people. So how many people is enough people to be attacked and dangerously hurt before you make a decision on a dog and
what to
do with it?
Well, he's not living at the White House.
That's
anymore.
A question that the president should be held accountable to.
You're saying he should be shot?
That's what the president should be accountable to, is what is the number? And I would say about Republicans criticizing me, these are the same Republicans that criticized me during COVID. They've criticized me when I've made other decisions in South Dakota to protect my state.
Stop. Yeah.
Stop it. No.
Yeah, just unforced error. She can still be a fine governor, but as far as, the national thing, it's cricketed. I mean, they should have asked, Christy, what's your favorite song of all time? Just curious. I don't know what she would have answered, but I have an idea.
What would it be?
Say Hello to Heaven by Temple of the Dog.
Oh.
Sorry, Cricket. Boom!
I thought it would have been Dirty Old Egg Sucking Dog, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Well, for a two for Tuesday, that's perfect.
I mean,
go back and forth right there.
Dang.
You know what I saw over the weekend? I'm sorry, I was just switching gears. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That's one of those shows that people will just watch.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you even said, Scott, I'm surprised they haven't brought it back.
Well, then they'd have it on like two nights a week there for a while.
Oh, like I mean, 20
it,
years
it was
ago?
So, but it was the topic of conversation at the water cooler.
Yes.
Everybody was watching it, yes.
Good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
Coming back.
Oh, okay. Bad news?
Jimmy Kimmel's your host.
That's disgusting news. Yeah.
Will they be able to make it through this entire thing without political questions hammering Trump?
Him? No.
With Jimmy Kimmel?
He can't. No. Trump lives in his brain.
No.
Just rattles around in there.
That's one of those things where I don't think I could watch it if he's the host.
Well, rather than bitch about him, I just don't watch.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. What a shame. All right, David. Biggest story today.
Biggest story of the day. Trump back in court. The judge has now ruled, hey, listen, mister, you got one more shot at violating the gag order, or else I'm going to put you behind bars.
He lied.
And he says he's going to do it.
I think that might be great for the Trump campaign, actually.
I think Trump wants to spend a couple days behind bars or overnight. I think he wants to, because my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does everybody have a little time?
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. Get to that a little bit later. Also, the economy, how the Biden team trying to switch this around. We'll get to it. And a round of What's Your Story coming right up. Van Camp and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. That's Scott Robbins. Okay, a few different things going on. All right, let's get to this economic advisor, Jared Bernstein.
Yeah, well, there's a new documentary out. I just want to provide the context here because he does get twisted around talking about how the U.S. government funds itself.
Okay.
But the documentary is called Finding the Money. It's about government spending and debt. The main purpose of this film is basically to argue that debt and deficits don't actually matter because you can always just print more money. This is modern monetary theory, and most economists totally reject it. They believe that, these people believe that we should print more money to tackle climate change. That's the purpose of this documentary.
Got it.
So Jared Bernstein, like a good little liberal, sat down with them to talk about this. He's the chief economist for the White House. He was interviewed for this and was asked, if the U.S. government can print its own money, then why does it borrow money from itself? Well, the easy answer is because printing more money simply devalues the currency, and that's not a solution to anything. Anyway, here's Jared Bernstein trying to explain that, and I will tell you, this is humiliating for Jared Bernstein.
Okay. You look confused, Scott.
Well, this is a very simple explanation, but go ahead.
All right. Yeah.
Well, some of this stuff gets, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money.
Okay, yeah. Time out. Because there's like 30 seconds left or 20, something that. Who is this guy again?
Top White House economist.
He can't explain this.
No, he cannot.
He can't explain this.
No. No, all of a sudden, all I think is Sam Bankman-Fried would be better for us right now than this dude.
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, we may lose something with that, but,
This was explained to me in an economics class when I was a sophomore in high school, very simply, very succinctly, how inflation works and why printing money is a bad idea. This knucklehead, who probably has some sort of master's degree from some frickin' financial institution of some kind,
or
school known for it, no?
No. No, he got a degree. His undergrad was in double bass, the instrument. He's a musician.
Double bass?
Yeah, and then went on to get a master's degree, I believe, in social work.
Well, then how do you get this gig?
In fairness, though, I know a lot of people pointed that out, too. He's been working in the economic sphere since, 1990.
But he can't explain this.
But he can't explain, yeah.
Imagine that.
Just know double bass prepared him for this, okay? Anyway.
A lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to... I can't really talk. I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about.
Now that's all of us, dude.
Yeah.
Well, All right.
I don't know if this is because he's a nincompoop or because he's trying not to be rude to a person who's advocating for something so obviously stupid.
What in the world was that?
If you're an advisor,
holy cow,
you would be in a position where you have to explain things clearly. Yeah. I don't understand how he could not do that there with these years of expertise.
And to stammer around.
Yeah.
In the dark with your hands out trying to find the wall. Golly, man.
Yeah, you're right, David, at the very beginning. That's pretty embarrassing for that guy.
That's terrible.
Wow, man. All right. Moving on. It's that time of the show. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Man, that could have been it right there.
Yeah.
What's your story today, David?
Remember that weird story out of Rio a while back where this lady, she was a mother of six who was seen wheeling the corpse of her uncle to a bank to get a loan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she weakened at Bernie him.
Mm-hmm.
Now she is claiming she thought he was alive.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Now she wheels his corpse into the bank, and she's asking questions. She wants to get a loan, and she's trying to get him to sign for this loan. But the bank staff is saying, "Well, wait a minute. This doesn't seem right. I mean, these guys got flies landing on him, and she's acting really skittish. I don't really think that this lady is on the level."
If you've seen the video, he's clearly dead.
Yeah.
That's not a question.
Sunglasses and a hat on or anything?
He's just sunken down. No, yeah. It's like, well, yeah, he's just tired.
Yeah, she says.
How is he going to sign that, by the way?
She's going to help his hand.
So what she says is that she doesn't remember a lot of what took place during the trip to the bank. She's under psychiatric treatment, and she had took something called Zolpidem. It's a sedative prescribed to treat insomnia.
Dude, it's generic Lunesta.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm an expert.
Okay.
Mr. Yes. Markley is your pharmacist today.
Oh, yeah.
See, Jamie, you've talked a lot about your late-night hijinks of, you know, raiding the fridge or the...
That was Ambien.
Ambien, okay.
Yeah, that's a different one. So she'll probably keep the weight down. I don't think you have as many, you know, eating binges on the Zolpidem.
The generic calories you burn lifting a corpse into a wheelchair. And yeah. That alone.
Yeah.
It's quite the workout.
But certainly, yeah, you don't have much memory of some things.
Yeah.
I'll vouch for that. Like if you're up in the middle of the night.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's wild.
When did they discover that he was deceased?
They knew it.
Yeah,
when they went in there.
Yeah, she went to go get him a glass of water and tried to give him water.
She kind of ran down the side of his face.
Dribbled out because he was dead.
Oh, my gosh. Brutal, man.
Golly.
All right, Scott, what do you have today for What's Your Story? Top that.
I can't. I feel like just going home now. Good night. All right. Remember that guy, the Hims, the CEO of Hims and Hers?
Oh, you talked about it last week.
Yeah, and he was out there proclaiming that, hey, you students, you brave students that are out there protesting this, don't worry about the job prospects moving forward. I want to hire you today. We admire your courage and your stamina for standing up for what's right.
Oh, gosh.
And, of course, the stock market crashed on him. Hims went into the tank. Hers went into the tank. The company went into the tank. And then all of a sudden we get the backpedal.
Oh,
and Andrew today said, I in no way condone nor support acts of threats of violence, anti-Semitism, or intimidation.
Oh, really?
There's absolutely no justification for violence on these campuses. Every student deserves to feel safe without fear of harm or being targeted for who they are. I am deeply saddened that my support for peaceful protest has been interpreted by some as encouraging violence,
dude,
intimidation, or bigotry of any kind.
Dude, you run the company. You went out and ran your mouth about how you were going to support these people. You didn't see them chanting for the Intifada and death to the Jews, and death to America. You missed that?
Do you know how we got to that? We got to it because you said it.
Right.
Jackass. Golly. Everybody else's fault. They misconstructed.
Oh, blah, yeah. Blah, out blah, of context. Blah, blah. Right.
Shut up.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. my story today, doing this solely for Scott, because I don't know if you saw this or not. Caitlin Clark had her debut preseason, WNBA.
Yeah.
You know, and did well. She said, I was happy with my performance. I know she scored like 16 in the first half.
Yeah.
Like that. Cries of racism. Day one.
I knew it.
Have you heard this yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm not surprised at all. I said this was going to happen.
Well, you know who else made their debut the other night, same time?
Not the
one. It's Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese.
There you go. I thought it was just, I couldn't
for the Chicago
with
Sky.
Right.
And there were, according to the stories, and this was covered all over the place. I saw Daily Mail and whatever. People were wondering, where's the Chicago Sky game? Why can I not watch that on my WNBA League Pass? Why is it this Indiana team with Caitlin Clark? This is some BS. They said this is just blatant racism.
Oh, God.
WNBA's wild embarrassing. There's just some different tweets out there. To have Angel Reese and Camila Cordosa games on the League Pass, not have it on there, is insane. Angel Reese is one of the reasons why women's basketball is getting so much attention. But they made sure to put the white girl front and center.
Yeah.
I'm tired of them.
Yeah. Go out anywhere where there's a crowd anywhere and show them both pictures and identify that person. I guarantee you.
Angel Reese has over 6 million followers across all platforms, but WNBA wants to make it seem like only Caitlin Clark will bring in views. This is some BS.
Everything is racist, everything.
This is why I'm not going to watch the WNBA, just another racist company.
That's hilarious. As soon as the WNBA is actually getting some attention, like legitimate attention, all these people, I'm never watching again. Welcome to the party, pal.
Yep.
I mean, okay.
WNBA doing Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso so wrong. The league is 80% black women. Why aren't they showing two of the most prolific young women to be drafted? Whiteness got y'all in a chokehold. Fire whoever is making these decisions.
I just can't anymore with this stuff. I knew it. You knew it was going to happen.
And the
drum will get louder and louder and louder.
It did not take long.
There's been multiple venues or multiple teams where they've changed the venue to the men's or the arena where the men's team plays because they sold out so quickly to see Caitlin Clark.
Yes. Just wait. I'm waiting for the piece. You know why? MAGA!
Well, yeah.
Yeah. MAGA.
Some sort of nonsense. Yeah, there you go.
Going to ban it.
Speaking of Chicago, they had to cancel the old Cinco de Mayo parade. Do you know why? We'll get to that much more. Straight ahead.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Robbins. Of course, basketball playoffs are here. Hockey playoffs are here. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, it's the simplest way to get in on the action. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and submit your lineup.
Yeah, in this playoff season, the star players mean even more on Prize Picks. Just keep an eye out on the starred players. They're right there on the board. You could receive 10% payout boost if you have the winning lineup.
Prize Picks also offers injury insurance so that your lineup stay in play even if one of your players gets injured.
So if you have a player who leaves the game in the first half, doesn't come back for the second, Prize Picks has your back and will not count that as a loss.
Yeah, if you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000.
All you have to do is pick more or less on the stat projections of at least two players.
You don't have to worry about messing around with all these lineups or anything with Prize Picks. It is really simple.
That's why more than 5 million people have downloaded the app.
So just download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. Prize Picks.
Okay. Chicago had to cancel the old Cinco de Mayo parade yesterday.
This really irritates me.
Because you were going to go?
No, I wasn't going to go. But, I mean, it's just the idea that we're just acquiescing and bending the knee to these weirdos who decide they're going to cause trouble or protest or whatever.
This wasn't protest.
I know, but it was gang violence they were afraid of.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I figured if Kansas City couldn't keep the old Super Bowl parade and celebration safe, Chicago's like, Cinco de Mayo, a lot of gangs. We've heard some word on the street. This probably isn't good. Yep. Sorry. Grand closing.
I know. It's just crazy.
Yes.
Rather than deal with it and deal harshly with it and stop it.
Out of an abundance of caution to protect the safety of all in attendance, including families and children.
I mean, I get it, but jeez.
No, you don't get it. You are ticked off. Not in my America.
But I get why they do it, but it's just irritating that it has to be done. It just is.
I know. If you were tough on crime to begin with,
just let them win. Yeah.
Yes. I think that is true. Chicago Police Department said in a statement this decision was made in agreement with the 10th District, elected officials, and parade organizers following gang violence in that area. Yes, it's just a tough situation. A lot of cities have had to deal with this, not so much with a Cinco de Mayo parade, but some sort of city party, a 4th of July celebration, something like that. Because you've had all of this violence in the past few years, now what are you going to do? Do you feel like you can protect the citizens? And when cops are saying, I don't know that we can.
Right.
Yeah. It's, yeah. You just got to be tougher on crime, it would seem.
What I always wonder, though, is, and I'm not talking about the elderly ladies or gentlemen who live in those neighborhoods and have lived for a long time. I'm talking about the younger people who are not part of the gang scene. Where the hell are they? And standing up for their community, too. I understand, like, you can talk about the city government all you want. I get that, and they are primarily to blame for allowing these animals to terrorize communities like this. But where's the pride in your own community to just sort of say, you know what, I'm going to start handling stuff?
I think you're afraid.
Oh.
You know.
Absolutely.
You're going to get the beating next, or worse.
I mean, are you saying, like, where are these people to take action against the different gangs themselves?
Well, that or raise a stink about it.
I think they're always asking for more police around those areas. I don't know. I mean, it's all anecdotal, you know, as far as what you hear. And I've known some people that have lived in rough neighborhoods. And one of the reasons they were living in the neighborhood was sort of to try to turn it around. So they were talking, trying to get more police presence there. But then you run into the problem of, well, you're profiling. Mm-hmm. That's not cool. You're not supposed to do that. But if you fight against the gangs yourself, your family may end up paying the price for that.
And they used to have cops that moved into those neighborhoods.
Yes.
Yeah, they'd have a cop that would move somewhere. And then, of course, that was deemed racist at some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if you want to get your family out of there, and you do, well, if you're white, they're going to call it white flight.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if you're black, it seems like they call that, well, that's just moving on up. That's just progress. I mean, this is why this problem will continue to happen until they get tough on crime.
No, I agree.
Did see this. There was a survey done. Things that make people more attractive. Okay. You already don't believe it. I can tell by the look on your face.
No, I'm just always curious about these sort of things.
Yeah. Kindness.
Okay.
Empathy. And for some people, when they're looking to date someone else, being on good terms with their ex.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't trash your ex, I think
That's what they said. This is controversial, but, you know, some people said it looked favorably on people who are friends with their exes. Or at least don't talk unreserved, you know, crap about them. That sort of thing. Yeah, but then you'd miss out on all the old psycho stories,
right,
wouldn't
exactly.
you? Yeah. That's always fun. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Are you ready? Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep. Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here, Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. We're 6 months away from the election.
Yeah. Oh.
And some people are getting very nervous.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Including John Carl, who's nervous every day.
John Carl. Yeah, he works for ABC. He is one of the guys who will anchor ABC's This Week from time to time. He is a nervous little pup, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He opened up the Sunday show by wetting his pants on camera again.
Oh, boy.
For as long as I've covered politics, politicians have said this will be the most important election of our lifetimes. They said that no matter how high or low the stakes actually were. Election Day 2024 is exactly 6 months from today. And this time, the divisions in our country are so vast and the choice so stark, there's little doubt this really is the most important election of our time. No more crying wolf. This is it. In a lengthy interview with Time magazine, the man who still refuses to accept the results of the last election refused to say whether he would accept the results of this one. And the man who saw his supporters attack the Capitol 3 years ago said there would not be violence this time if he wins. To be clear, Trump says no violence if he wins. All bets are off if he loses.
Yeah, what Trump really said was like, well, it depends. Depends on how the election is handled.
And, if he would accept it or not.
Yeah, and
if it was fair.
And I happened to be going back for something else. I was going back and looking at some of the old file footage that I have in the archive, and sometimes it's easy to forget how many riots there actually were when Donald Trump was elected. Like, on
crazy.
Inauguration Day, like two blocks away from where Trump was speaking.
Yes. It happened. I mean, we saw it in Portland. We saw it in different cities. People were freaking out. But, I mean, no, they're not going to go back to that. It's not part of the narrative now. It's just full-blown fear that if this guy wins this time, oh, my gosh, it's the end of democracy. Well, and, of course, they don't explain that.
That's the company line, yeah. Yes. I also noticed they shoot John Carl now from the waist up, so you can't see him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it's getting a little embarrassing.
Right.
They also have him sitting down now because it's a slip and fall hazard.
Right, exactly. Well, that's true, too, yeah.
And we can get to this later if you want. Did you hear his interview with Tom Cotton about all the protests at the college campuses?
I didn't hear it.
He was really offended that Tom Cotton said Little Gazas.
No.
He's like, no, that's what they're calling it,
yeah.
John. Well, it just seems like you're so flippant when you say that. Oh, my gosh, really?
I know. And this guy wrote a book condemning Trump.
Of course.
You know, and he's out there every weekend still hanging on. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Right down the middle, impartial journalist.
Oh, yeah. And so you got all these protests. And all these people, you know, talking about ceasefire, everything else. You knew it wasn't going to happen. Netanyahu has been clear from the get-go. We're going in to get Hamas. And now you've got Gazans having to move to the north. They've put the warning out. Hey, we're going to come in. We're going to root out the rest of the remaining parts of Hamas and Rafah. So just know. And then you got more freaking out. And so now Biden has delayed An ammo shipment to Israel?
Yeah, a Biden administration last week put a hold on a shipment of U.S.-made ammo to Israel. This is a report in Axios, and it's the first time since the October 7th terror attack that the U.S. has stopped a weapons shipment intended for the Israeli military. Nobody as of yet has commented as to why they did it, although I think it has something to do with voting and voters in Michigan, but I don't know. Can't say that for sure. That's certainly what it seems like. I mean, it's kind of weird. I know there are two different conflicts, but with Ukraine, it's like if you even question the amount of money that we're sending there or the supplies we're sending there, if you even question the wisdom of this policy towards Ukraine, you are a pro-Putin stooge.
100%. That's right.
Now it's like, well, we got to see what they're doing. Now Hamas is saying that they have accepted the terms of an agreement or of a ceasefire deal that's been brokered between Egypt and Qatar.
Is that just within the last few hours?
Yeah.
That's like in the last minutes. 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because all of a sudden they're like, okay, it's imminent. They're going in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That just always seems like a stalling tactic to me with these guys.
It does.
Yes.
Oh, and listen, man. You have a heart for people because it's been devastating, obviously. And at the same time, they're saying you guys have to go north now. This is imminent. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going into Rafah, you're going to have to go north. And people say, well, you already made them go to the south. Yes, because they have to go in and root out Hamas. Remember who put Hamas in power? It was these people. They're giving them a chance. It's not a genocide, but do you think our legacy media is alerting anyone to that? Well, obviously, this is not a genocide if they're saying, hey, all of you people, like a million, you're going to have to leave here. And we're trying to get you supplies, but the people you elected keep getting in the way and taking all the food and firing bullets at you when you're just trying to get something to eat. At some point, maybe you'd stop trusting these people. I don't know. I'll be crazy. Speaking about losing trust.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Wade. Remember Nathan Wade?
Sure.
Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cabin, the cabin guy. Yeah.
Wow, the cabin guy.
Well, he was the top prosecutor brought in to go after Donald Trump in Fulton County,
yes.
Georgia, who happened to also have an extramarital affair with the district attorney, Fonnie Willis.
Correct.
He's off the case now because this came to light, and Fonnie Willis is allowed to keep the case, but he had to go.
That's right. Okay. So I see ABC's doing a big interview with Nathan Wade. I'm like, well, I wonder why would they do that? Because it's propaganda. What they're trying to get the viewer to believe is, listen, this happens, this sort of thing. Workplace romance, okay? But people, you know, the Trump lawyers use this against them because they have a just case against Trump. Okay, that's what this is about.
Okay.
Here. So they're giving Nathan Wade a chance to sort of clear the air. So what is one of his messages?
I want people to know the real me.
For the first time since leaving the case, Nathan Wade is speaking out about his relationship with DA Fonnie Willis, which forced his resignation from one of the most high-profile legal battles in U.S. history.
Workplace romances are as American as apple pie. It happens to everyone.
Time out. It happens to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Does it really?
I suppose it can.
I mean,
it can, but it happens to everyone?
Yeah, I don't know about everyone. Yeah.
Well, in that context, too, I mean, I had a workplace romance, and I wound up getting married to this woman that I had the romance with.
Did you have a wife at the time?
No, I did not have a wife at the time. And
you have kids? No? Okay.
She sure as hell didn't pay me almost $1 million.
She didn't give you extra money for working at the Burlington Coat Factory?
No, she did not, actually. No.
Did she have a little love shack you both could go to afterwards?
No, we didn't.
Did you ever make out in the break room?
No, actually, we didn't. Tried to keep it professional while at work.
So she said no.
Yeah, he tried. I mean, he had to have tried.
Had to. Oh, back to this story with Nathan Wade. Go ahead. Sorry.
But it happened to the two of us.
Do you regret
that thing? I regret that private matter became the focal point of this very important prosecution. Mm-hmm. This is a very important case. I hate that my personal life has begun to overshadow the true issues in the case.
This guy's just as bad in an interview as he was on the stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was just wild to see. You know, it goes on. I mean, this is like a 5-minute interview. You know, they get to the question, you know, like different people saying, what were they thinking doing this? How does he answer that?
What were they thinking? How could two seasoned attorneys embroiled in the prosecution of a former president start a romance and not see this trouble coming a mile away? And so what were you thinking in that moment?
Again, you don't plan to develop feelings. You don't plan to fall in love. You don't plan to have some relationship in the workplace. That you don't set out to do that. And those things develop organically. They develop over time. Mm. And the minute we had that sobering moment, we discontinued it.
It's like REO Speedwagon, man. What started out as friendship is only growing stronger
every day.
Yeah. It happens.
Didn't they also start the relationship before the Trump case actually happened?
Yep. That's what I thought too. Yeah.
So there was actually a conflict going into this whole thing.
Yeah. Mm. There was. I mean, we don't have time for all of this.
He was in love, man.
It goes for like 6 minutes. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't stop it. It's like a freight train, man.
As it would relate to the sufficiency of the indictment, it would relate to any of the evidence that was uncovered and may or may not be presented at trial.
See? As of now, there is no trial date set, and it's unclear that mm-hmm. Donald Trump or his co-defendants will go to court in Georgia before Election Day. But Wade is confident the case will move forward.
Yes. And, you know, he just wants to go on with his life now. That sort
of thing. Well, he wants to be able to love again.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what wasn't talked about in any of this interview that was reported by the Fox affiliate in Atlanta?
What was that?
In early April? That Nathan Wade is facing accusations of neglecting to cover urgent medical procedures for his ex-wife when he was supposed to pay for them directly. And he said, No, I'm not doing that.
That's as American as apple pie, though.
Pie.
Right. Also, apparently the daughter was in college, and he let her know the day her rent was due, I'm not paying for your rent anymore. You're going to have to get that money from your mom.
Ah.
That also wasn't talked about in this ABC interview. It's crazy, isn't it? How they just happened to omit that.
He's just a young, dumb guy in love, you know?
Golly.
The things we do for love are not necessarily the things we love to do.
Okay. Such total BS that entire propaganda piece is. Okay, other things. Mention this. It actually says in a new study that watching sports is good overall for your health and for a number of different reasons. But as we mentioned before, I think that can come down to, okay, who are you rooting for and what was the season like? Or what was the end of the season like? You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's times when you're on the edge of your seat. I mean, you know, it's not healthy. No.
It is something that, you know, brings people together.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I just thought that was really interesting. All right. The No BS Election Update. We do it every day about the same time, and it's coming up in just a few right here. Spring is here, and that means making plans for home projects, summer plans, and vacations.
Something else you can do for your family this spring? Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year.
You know, getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet.
Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents and technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
With Policy Genius, you can can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's PolicyGenius.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It is time for our update. Control it.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm allowed to do an research thing.
Sure. All right, I'll start with you first, David. You got anything?
Yeah, just an update on the top battleground average of polls. We're talking Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Nevada. Trump is leading all of them right now. His biggest margin is in North Carolina at 5.4%, and the smallest margin is now in Pennsylvania, where he's up by 1 point now.
But what about the threat against democracy?
I don't think that one is. I don't think that message is really sinking in.
Dictator day one.
That's what he said. No. He said it.
He said it.
Yes, he did.
Did you see Google had reportedly removed an ad, a Trump ad?
Yeah, I saw this.
And then let it go.
Yeah.
It's like they reverse course.
Yeah.
So the decision to ban the Trump ad targeting Biden on, you know, inflation and illegal immigration is now. And at first I'm like, what was in the ad?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if people were upset because it said, you know, this was in Georgia and he's targeting black males with this ad.
Yeah.
Is there a law against that?
Yeah, I think
people do it all the time.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, there's different ads, whatever. So it goes like this.
Hello, I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah, yeah. I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals. They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, they lost their minds.
Yeah, what's the big deal with that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I was trying to find the racism connection here, but I couldn't find it.
No.
You know, I mean, it must have been the reason behind it, right? I don't know.
Well, I mean, Democrats have had ads targeted at black voters before.
Yeah.
That were, if that's some sort of line, it would have been way over the line that we just heard. Wasn't even a line what we just heard.
Dr. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden said Hispanics are as diverse as breakfast tacos in San Antonio.
That's right.
Yes.
For crying out loud.
What's wrong with breakfast tacos?
Sorry, are you one of them sausage or chorizo breakfast tacos, sir? Maybe you're just potato, huh? What kind of Mexican are you?
What was the phrase she used?
She meant to say, si se puede.
Yeah.
And she said, si se puede.
Yeah, Podway. Yeah. That was it.
Which is great. I don't know if you want to take bets on this or not. Is Trump going to end up in jail in New York because of the gag order? Is it going to happen or not? We don't have to bet on it, but you got to make a prediction.
I'm leaning towards yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, too.
Only because I think the judge thinks he wants it.
Yes.
And therefore, he'll keep him out.
Yes.
You know, the punishment is to keep him out of jail.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. All right, biggest story of the day, David.
Well, I mean, you just mentioned it. The judge has now said, this is it. This is it, mister. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, you start spouting off again, violating that gag order, I will put you in jail. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way Trump's going to stop talking.
No.
No.
He's incapable of it.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening. So then it's going to be the bluff. And a lot of times it's people on the left, they'll make the threats, but then they usually don't follow through. But maybe this time he will.
Who knows?
Because it's Trump. I'm not quite sure. So we'll see. Something else we got to get to. David has this story. Can't wait. A socialist representative claims women can't figure out how to shoot guns.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds rather sexist, doesn't it? And much more straight ahead, right here. Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. That's Scott Robbins. Okay, got a deal, no deal?
No. Nope.
Israel, Hamas?
Yeah, there was initially an announcement that Hamas had agreed to terms of a ceasefire negotiated by Egypt and Qatar, but that is actually not true.
Because Hamas would not give up any hostages,
yeah, right.
From what I understand.
There is basically the deal that was agreed to by Hamas was one that was made unilaterally by Egypt and is not being taken seriously by Israeli officials.
You don't blame them?
No.
I mean, they've said this from the get-go. It's almost every time, cease fire now. They've said from the very beginning, they're going to go get everyone affiliated with Hamas. And they're in Rafah. They're going to go in, you know, at some point.
Yeah.
So people will act surprised. And you wonder this last second, you know, statement from Hamas saying, no, we're ready to do the ceasefire. That's just going to play media. Or that's part of media's plan one way or another.
That's the only thing they've been doing, right? I mean, we've kind of heard this sort of thing before. Maybe not this clearly, but, I mean, we've heard it. Or, hey, they're interested in the ceasefire.
Oh, please.
Right. Let's talk about the hostages. Have we talked about the hostages at all? Is that part of this deal? I'm guessing it will be.
They talked about it, but yeah, Hamas is not coming forward with hostages.
Let's do it.
They're not going to do it.
Unless, of course, they're all dead.
Which is possible. You're not quite sure. I mean, we've seen video images of a couple of the American hostages.
Gosh dang it.
I know. So over the weekend, you had different Republicans go out to the Talking Head show and different Democrats trying to state their case of where it's all at right now. You want to hear a Democrat first or a Republican first?
Oh, let's go with the... David, go ahead.
I'll say, choose. Let's do Democrat.
I was just going to say the same thing. Democrat first.
Ro Khanna.
Oh, boy.
Democrat from California. He's on with Margaret Brennan, CBS. And you know what's getting lost in all this right now?
What's that?
Well, a lot of the students that just want peace. You know,
what's being lost is that those few protesters who are inciting violence or engaging in that kind of anti-Semitism are diminishing
the thousands of young people who simply want the war to end. And I guess I would say look to John Lewis or Dr. King. They, in their protests, were above reproach. If some individual engaged in bigotry, they call them out first and loudly. So I'm proud of a lot of the young people who want to end the war, but they need to show the discipline.
The anti-Semitism has been going on for months.
Oh, who's calling them out? No one
right.
is.
Right, exactly. I haven't seen one of these twig boys at UCLA saying, I'm sorry, sir, you're going to have to leave with all
no.
that like globalizing intifada stuff.
Nope.
Absolutely not. Well, that's a really bad comparison.
Well,
John
it is.
Lewis and Dr. King to calling them out? Well, they did, yes. These people aren't. No one is.
Well, we don't want to piss off these young people. We need their votes.
Yeah. Golly.
Some universities have. Look at Cornell. Look at University of Minnesota. Look at what's happening at Northwestern. There have been efforts not to have the police in, to have dialogue with the student protesters, to have much more peace and calm. And there are models for what can work in this country.
Did he say the University of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. No, they sent the cops in there and
yeah,
cleared
did.
Out people pretty quickly.
Yes.
Northwestern, they just said, fine, we'll do whatever you want.
You're terrorizing a campus.
Yes.
We're not negotiating with you,
nope.
jackasses. It's not going to happen.
I know.
There'll be no negotiation here. None. Zero.
So
let's make that clear from the start.
As soon as I heard that, I'm like,
I know, but it makes me nuts.
Oh, the fellows are going to love that.
Let's bring them in. Let's negotiate. Negotiate what?
Exactly.
What are we negotiating?
Meanwhile,
get sloppy joes three times a week at the cafeteria. If we, what do we do?
Finals. Need
yeah,
nutrition.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are starting to realize. A lot of these campuses or these colleges are saying, "Hey, we'll boot you, and you're not going to get any final grade. You're not going to get. You're not going to graduate."
Hey, man, I'm not a huge fan of Ben Sasse, but down in Florida,
yeah,
and he released the whole statement,
absolutely,
and the whole column. Yeah, this isn't a daycare.
We're
you
not,
can protest.
Right.
We'll support it. There's no violence. There's no threats.
We're not doing
you do
this.
That.
No.
You're gone.
You're gone.
And kicked out of school.
Yeah.
Right. No problem.
And you got to explain that to employers moving forward.
Here's the Republican out there. This is Tom Cotton.
Oh, all right.
And he's talking with John Carl.
Ah.
Okay. And John Carl's making the point, you Republicans are all split up on a number of different things. And then Tom Cotton gets around to this.
Democrats, though, they have deep philosophical divisions on Israel. That's why you see all these little Gazas out there on campuses where you have people chanting vile anti-Semitic rhetoric. That is not something that's going to go away.
Well, let me ask you about that. We saw President Biden come out. I mean, it was, I'm sure you think it was too late, but he did come out and he clearly condemned the violence. He's condemned the anti-Semitism. I assume you agree with what he did, even if it was too late.
So no, I think you're mischaracterizing what he did. Yes, it was absolutely too late. It was 2 weeks after these pro-Hamas fanatics had taken over a lot of campuses and set up these little Gazas. Second, he didn't specifically speak to what they're saying and what they're doing. They're chanting final solution or telling Jews to go back to where they came from. They're spray painting buildings with vile anti-Semitic hate. He said, well, we shouldn't have anti-Semitism or hate speech in the abstract or Islamophobia. Where are the encampments, John, on campuses spreading Islamophobia? Why is Joe Biden so equivocal? Why does he have to draw a moral equivalence between thousands of students who are setting up these little Gazas all across America, engaging in hate speech against Jews, assaulting Jews.
And that's something we had talked about, too.
Yeah, of course.
Like Islamophobia. He's doing that whole thing. But the little Gazas is what really has...
The trigger, John, did it?
John Carl bothered, as you can tell.
Disobeying the law and some fictional encampment that's spreading Islamophobia.
Can I ask you just three or four times now just use the phrase little Gazas? What do you mean by that?
Well, they call themselves the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. They're little Gazas.
I mean, it seems like you're mocking the situation in Gaza.
Well, these people do deserve to be mocked.
Well, no, Gaza.
With
God, I'm talking about, Gaza
no,
right now. We had the World Food Program has just now said.
Now he goes off on this tangent.
There we go.
About the people suffering in Gaza.
Of course,
How could that even be construed as mocking the situation in Gaza?
Because you're looking for that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. No, it's... And yes, I mean, Tom Cotton's absolutely right. These people on college campuses deserve to be mocked because they're morons.
Yes, that's exactly what he was saying.
I'm okay at laughing at genuinely stupid people who think they're smart.
Yep. But that just reminds me, like, if you deal with someone in your regular life, that you're saying something in conversation and they're trying to take something you said and twist it. Like, no, I'm not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we're talking about these goofy students and their little Gazas. Well, it just seems like, you know, the food program said that the people in Gaza are actually starving right now. What does that have to do with what I just said?
Well, I mean,
if you're Tom Cotton.
You've seen the social media posts by some of these young women. Like, they've got the scarves on and they've got the makeup on and they're doing the duck lips in the photo. We're protesting.
No, they're sad.
And if, by the way, if you get booted because of your academic ineligibility now because you're gone, I hope that was worth it.
Well, you've outed yourself to be a total dope.
Yeah.
But you think this is justified and I want to make a difference. Mm. And there were too many people already volunteering at the shelter, so I'm going to go to the protest.
You want to treat it like a red carpet event, though.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
Of course. Oh, yeah. I mean, you gotta hold the phone just right.
Yeah, and you got to do the duck lips.
Well, and, you know, watch the shadowing. Got to have the right lighting.
Yes.
Of course. Okay. Women can't figure out how to shoot guns. Who said that?
Socialist in the state legislature in Minnesota. So in Minnesota, lawmakers there were debating a law that would require safe storage of firearms. One of the exemptions, though, was for women who have been the victim of stalking or who have an active restraining order against somebody. Basically, hey, look, this person has an abusive spouse, an abusive ex-boyfriend. We don't think that it would be right to criminalize her not wanting to keep a gun in a safe. Keeping a gun on her bedside table.
Okay.
Socialist representative... I'm going to butcher her name, Kaoli Vang Her, says that's no good because women don't know how to use guns, and she should know because she's a woman and she's owned guns for 30 years and still doesn't know how to use them.
Well, that's Vang Her's problem then, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Every single time that I use my firearm, I have to actually remember to train myself to say, where's my safety, and to take my safety off. So as Representative Schultz says, when seconds matter, I would not have saved myself, because every single time re-practicing taking off that safety in order to shoot my firearm safely actually takes me multiple seconds. And I asked the instructor, I said,
well, hold on a second.
Every time.
Because that's a Vang Her problem. That's her name, right?
It takes you multiple seconds to go click.
I
don't know. I mean,
you're looking at me like, well,
no, no,
do
no,
I know,
I'm,
is this I'm, a problem with all women? I can guarantee you it is not.
No, it is not.
Okay.
How come every time I use my gun, there's this little knot in my stomach that I feel scared to use my gun? And he said, that is very normal. And I said, well, when will that knot go away? And he said, you have to practice. You have to shoot at least 1,000 rounds in your initial training, and then do 100 rounds per month in order to maintain proficiency.
All right, I'm going to disagree with that assessment.
Mm-hmm.
If you've learned to shoot as a kid, you can say that's not, maybe for some people, but that's not the norm. Sounds like a Vang Her problem.
I started adding up all the times I've actually used my gun. I don't think in my lifetime I've shot 1,000 rounds. And so if I am somebody who is in...
Hold on. Time out. She's had it 30 years?
30 years. She hasn't fired a 1,000 rounds in 30 years.
She do go to the range and fire two shots? Yep. I'm good.
Yeah,
see you later.
Right.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Well,
gotta
see,
make lunch.
That knot in the pit of her stomach wouldn't go away, and she had to go to the little girl's room.
Oh, boy. All right.
So if I am somebody who is in danger, who is afraid for my life, my firearm is not going to save me.
No, yours isn't. You're right. You probably shouldn't own guns.
Holy mackerel.
Go with the Van Camp problem, it gets solved.
What's her name again? I'm sorry, I don't want to butcher it.
Kaoli Vang Her.
Vang Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vang Her needs to go to the Van Camp School of Firearms.
Yes.
Well, for a couple months.
I mean... Modern pistol safeties are actually fairly intuitive. You can use them to get into your grip. It's not that hard.
Are you going to maybe write a letter and say maybe you need a new gun?
Just start sending her diagrams like, okay, here you go.
Maybe you need prescription meds.
Like,
maybe you need
here to help, not to hurt, okay?
Just stay inside. Yeah. Never
go out. I thought I was supposed to flip it up. Do you have a Beretta, ma'am? No? Okay, then you're an idiot. There's a gun guy joke in there.
How many women, right now I'm just picturing it in my head, that no firearms right now are going, thanks a lot, you dope Vang Her.
Oh,
you make us all sound like morons.
Yeah, later this week when I go to the range, I can think of two women that work there that I want to show this video to.
Yes. Yes, can you record the reaction? Because that would be great.
That would be really funny.
I would love to hear that. That'd be really good. Okay, much more to get to. I happen to see them deliver this news to you. I know you have the story, David, ABC News, saying, well, in the polling, Biden's competitive with Trump on personal attributes. The rest of the polling, you got to hear it straight ahead.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer. Yeah!
Robin Show. Yeah, it's true. A lot of people are nervous right now. World's getting crazier every day. The economy is top of mind.
Can your savings weather the economic storm? Yeah. Think about what you'll put away for the future. Inflation can render your cash worthless.
Yeah, real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards.
There are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for thousands of years.
And that's why people are flocking to it right now, and Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold.
Yeah, and the best part is it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. All you got to do to get started is text MVCR to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold.
Find out how easy it is to protect your money from an economic storm. Text MVCR to 989898 and secure your savings with Birch Gold today. Mm-hmm. Okay, David, what is this story?
I like the ABC poll. I just want to read from their write-up of this. Locked in a tight race for the presidency, Donald Trump prevails in trust to handle most issues in a new ABC News Ipsos poll. Yet Joe Biden scores competitively on key personal attributes, leaving wide open the question of who will prevail come Election Day, now 6 months away. He leads by 16 points on one important personal attribute, being seen as honest and trustworthy. Yeah, that's because you people lie all the time to cover for him.
100%. They were talking about this morning. Do you want to hear Eric Klein deliver it?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Big advantage for Donald Trump on the issues that seem to matter the most to voters, whether that's immigration and the southern border, inflation and the economy, crime. They are actually even on who's best to protect democracy and on health care and on abortion access. Joe Biden has a slight edge. But where Biden stays competitive, honesty and trustworthiness, these personal attributes he's also seen as understanding your problems. This is what makes this a closer race than it would otherwise be. Do people see them as people, or people see them as trying to solve these big issues? Because we're seeing a much different portrait of the country, a very divided country, 6 months out.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
How do you, I'm not going to take your time, but you know.
Because they protect him.
I think it's hilarious that, you know, Joe Biden's done a primetime speech talking about the threat to democracy that's on every cable news show day in and day out about the threat to democracy of Donald Trump. And then on the issue of protecting democracy, they're even.
Exactly.
That's how much people hate Joe Biden.
Yes, and don't trust media either. Well, the whole thing, you know, because they've got to make a big deal about this trial. People are not really paying all that much attention to it.
Right.
Yeah, George, if you want to see a glimpse of why this trial matters as much as it does, look at this poll. 20% of Trump supporters, people that say they're supporting Donald Trump, say they might reconsider that or withdraw their support entirely if he's convicted of a crime in this case. And every vote matters because we've got a horse race that is neck and neck.
Okay. Do you believe that?
No.
I don't either. I don't either. If he's convicted, he may get more votes because people see through, especially this case that's going on in New York.
That's why I think he wants to be thrown in jail.
Yes,
he does.
Will it happen?
Yeah,
that's the question. We'll see. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends. Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. A lot of talk over the weekend about the campus craziness. Of course, you know, keeping an eye on the news right now because Hamas is saying, hey, we agreed to a ceasefire deal. Mm-hmm. We just didn't mention any hostages. Mm. Israel is like, nope, we're going into Rafah.
Yeah.
Find the rest of Hamas. So keeping an eye on that. But as far as the campus story, how it's gotten out of control, and you see all of these different groups that are funding this stuff, far left, the George Soros stuff, Bill and Melinda Gates, all of that. And with all these different groups that sound really nice, but they're not so much. They're Marxists. But what about federal money going to these universities? How much are we talking about? That's come up in a number of different pieces. And you look over it in the year 2023. Columbia got $1.2 billion.
Yeah, I saw that. That crap needs to stop today.
Penn, $955 million.
Yeah, we're done.
NYU, $805 million. Yale, $776 million. Cornell, $736. Harvard, $676 million. Mm. How much in endowments do they have, David?
At Harvard, it's about $50 billion. Well, and that's not even counting the cost of all the student loan forgiveness.
Yeah.
Right.
For the kids coming out of those schools.
Why is the federal government giving these universities so much cash?
Well, there was a time when it was to fund research into things like a cure for cancer, a cure for all sorts of ailments, development of science, technology, engineering, and math, and that kind of stuff. Until then, you really look into the nitty-gritty of what people are getting money for, and it's like, hey, we need a $100,000 grant to study transgender hairdressers in Nepal.
Yeah, and hire, I don't know, 80 different DEI officers.
Yeah.
It's insanity. UT Austin, $645 million. Berkeley, $451 million. Princeton, $403 million. People get ticked off. They see these numbers like, what? What are we doing?
You know, it's awesome.
What do we get for that as far as return on investment?
That's a good question.
A bunch of Marxists.
Yeah.
We're paying for the indoctrination camps. It's insane. Yeah, that needs to stop.
I did see an interesting angle from, what's his name, Charles Gasparino on Fox Business.
Yeah.
Who pointed out that a lot of these big institutions with these huge endowments, Harvard is a good example of this. They got $50 billion sitting in endowments, but or in their endowment fund. When you talk about what they have invested in, as he wrote, it's mostly, or there's been a huge move to private equity, which essentially means you're buying a business, you're buying property, whatever it may be, and years down the road, you can cash it in. But it's not an immediate, like, oh, I can just withdraw X amount of dollars. So for day-to-day expenses, much of what universities like Harvard rely on is private donations. Now, a lot of big donors have suddenly said, you know what, I'm pressing pause right now because of this.
Good.
And so his question is, will there actually be a cash flow problem for a lot of these huge institutions, and what does that mean? Now, to me, what it means is, welcome to Harvard University, brought to you by TikTok. But, I mean, that, or something like that. I mean, there's another reason why the federal government sees it in our national interest to provide as much funding as they can for universities to keep foreign influence out as much as possible, although that's been a miserable failure. So, yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you'd already heard this. Columbia has canceled graduation.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is great. Good news.
Yes.
Bend the knee to these freaks. Fine by me. I mean, seriously, what do you want me to? I mean, we've stood by one thing we've done in this country that I can remember since the Iran hostage situation under Jimmy Carter was we made a stand. We said we don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't do it.
Yeah, that really burned you up.
We don't do it. And now we've got these twig boys raising hell on a campus, and now we're going to negotiate with these guys.
Well,
bloodthirsty killers, we won't negotiate with them. But these guys, yeah, we'll negotiate.
At least whenever I see video, there are twig boys for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's mostly women.
Yeah, it's twig women. Twig kids. Is that okay, David? Can I say twig kids?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I'm okay
all
with
right.
that.
All right.
But then it's all these other people from the outside. You see, like, story after story. Okay,
oh, yeah.
This amount of arrests, but half weren't students.
Yeah.
Okay, who's funding that? Well, there's a whole piece, the Wall Street Journal from the editorial board, talking about all these protests often portrayed as a spontaneous uprising of student indignation against the Gaza war. But, of course, you're learning they're just useful idiots for the activists and the radical goals.
Yes.
And so, as it gets into the story, like it says, a postmortem on protests at the University of Illinois in Champaign. Notes that encampment is escalation. That's what the activists want. Putting tents up on campus is against almost every campus policy. Refusing to take them down means refusing to listen to a lawful command. In other words, breaking school policy and law isn't an accident. It's the point of the exercise. So the memo that's sent out from the activists say the basic premise of the encampment is already an escalation that the cops will meet with force. Organizers should not concern themselves with de-escalation or remaining peaceful. The Illinois memo advises students to, quote, be prepared to escalate your actions in order to continue making it more expensive, whether materially, financially, or socially, for administrators to remain complicit than to divest their endowments from Israel. I know, you're rolling your eyes, David.
Well, again, with the endowments, nobody is writing a check that says, dear Israel, here's money, thank you. It's they're complicated things that they've invested in here. I mean, it's
yes.
Do you have divestment? These people have no idea what's involved in that.
No, they don't. It goes on to say, then this suggests the futility of negotiating with most protesters. University of Illinois administrators described in a campus safety memo how police, quote, officers made the decision to de-escalate the situation and step back to reduce the risk of injury to themselves or the demonstrators after protesters used pieces of lumber as well as other physical tools and objects to push the officers back.
Jeez.
The occupiers took this as a sign of, quote, regime retreat and a signal to escalate the protests. So that's why it always has to be met swift.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's going to be there's going to be collateral damage.
Yes.
Just say, well, yeah, somebody's going to get hurt. More than one person might get hurt. But we're going to stop this crap now.
So the activizers are saying, good job, protesters, for being prepared to push and de-arrest as needed.
You win.
Useful tools for radicals. Plywood, insulation board, lumber, scrap wood, metal sheeting, garbage cans, and water barrels can all be used as raw materials, and some can even be sourced from campus dumpsters.
I just make sure the garbage can lids are metal, not plastic like the other idiots.
Those dorks.
Yes. Yeah. So, obviously, it's all organized. A lot of money going into that stuff. Meanwhile, a crazy story from the weekend was this attempted shooting at a church in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in North Braddock, Pennsylvania, a young man walked into a church, tried to kill the pastor during the service. The suspect's name is Bernard Polite. He's 26 years old. And you can see him in the live stream video. Guy walks up to the pastor, raises a gun at him, pulls the trigger, and the gun doesn't go off.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah. The pastor, Glenn Germany, says he'd never seen the guy before.
Okay.
And so he talked with local news about this.
It clicked. You heard him shoot it. It clicked. So God jammed the gun so that the bullet didn't come out. He said, look, spirits was in my mind. He said that they got in my mind and they told me, come in and shoot the pastor. He actually apologized to me. I told him that I forgive you and I want you to know I love you.
But you got to go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the cops say they found a body in the guy's home.
Yeah.
On top of that, so something had clearly snapped in that young man's mind. And I mean, it's a miracle that
it is, dude.
The gun, whatever happened, it didn't go off, and because that pastor would have been dead.
Oh yeah.
The guy
yeah.
was close enough that if that gun had actually gone off, he very likely would have killed the pastor.
Well, you could see it as soon as the pastor saw the gun pointed at him, he's sort of like ducks and he's trying to get cover. And that's when the other dude came behind that guy.
Jumps him.
And tackled him, which took stones, man.
I know this, man. The pews in that church are going to be packed on Sunday because God's looking out for that one.
Wow, man. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Will some people be frightened or is it going to pack the place? Don't know. You heard about the big Tom Brady roast, didn't you?
I did. I saw some clips.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you think what you saw, did you think was funny?
Yeah, there's some funny stuff in
big Netflix special.
Yeah.
Apparently, Tom did not like the one joke about Robert Kraft.
Because it wasn't about him. I think he wanted it directed at him. It's about me, not about him. But there was a joke directed at Robert Kraft, yes.
Yes. Do you know what the joke is, David? Had you heard this?
No.
So Tom became a Patriot, moved up to New England, and on the first day of training camp, that scrawny rookie famously walked into the owner, Robert Kraft's office, and said, I'm the best decision your organization has ever made.
Yeah.
Would you like a massage? I love Robert Kraft.
Don't
I love
say that again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Don't say it again.
Yeah.
He's having fun. Look at him.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, don't say it again. And he didn't.
So Peyton Manning was there, had a couple of lines. I don't know if you heard any of those, if you thought they were funny. The one I thought was probably best.
One thing that Tom and I definitely have in common, though, is our love of the game of golf. And listen, not to brag, we're both pretty good players. My handicap is a 6.4, while Tom's handicap is blowing leads in the Super Bowl to my brother Eli.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. So then, you know, he gets to throw it back at Peyton, does Tom Brady.
Peyton, I know sometimes you live in Denver and sometimes you live in Louisiana, but you'll always live in my shadow.
Oh.
When I heard there was a slow white Bronco heading down the 405 to come here tonight,
there we go.
I thought we might actually see a real football legend.
Oh. Dang. So you thought that was pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those things make me uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, I squirm a little bit.
Kim Kardashian got booed.
Yeah.
Big time.
What was she doing there anyway?
Well, you know, it's the end crowd.
Yeah.
And then when she was done, Brady had the joke about Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, thank you so much for being here. I know Kim was terrified to be here tonight, not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad.
Oh, yeah. Man. But the Robert Kraft joke is out of line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
I'm fine with both jokes, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear the story about teachers fleeing the nation's largest teachers union? Why is that? That and much more coming up.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Yeah. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know, we all know some teachers, great teachers, that aren't always down with their union.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy, a lot are leaving the biggest teachers union, the National Education Association.
Yep.
Didn't know this, but for the 6th year in a row, it's facing a mass exodus of members. But if you were to believe the president, Becky Pringle, you'd say, well, this is a shrinking student population and loss of funding. Uh-huh. That's not really the story.
It's always loss of funding, right?
It's what you hear all the time. Yes. No, it's because there are teachers upset with what's going on, like the NEA funneling a whopping $176 million of dues directly from teachers' paychecks to the pockets of political candidates and ideological causes.
Yeah.
Spending in support of the union's political agenda constituted 34% of NEA's 2023 budget, while a measly 8% subsidized representational activities. Saw this at Fox. Yeah, you'd be bent.
Yeah.
And as, you know, the story goes, if it were up to the NEA, teachers would remain unaware of their right to walk away from a union that no longer serves them.
Yeah.
At least according to the story, there are some teachers that still don't realize that.
Yeah, after the Janus decision came down a few years ago. And I mean, I know somebody personally who was brought in by her local union. This is in the state of Illinois. Was brought in by her union. There's two dudes with her, a first-year teacher, and they said, well, just because this happened, you really need to still be a team player. I'm trying to strong-arm her.
Be a shame if you weren't a team player.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what exactly is my money going to? I want to be a good steward of my dues.
Yeah.
So what's it exactly going to? Well, a lot of times it's not exactly what a teacher wants it to go to. Yeah. So shouldn't be surprised that's happening. I don't know if you happen to see this story. Oh, my gosh. Just, I guess I could say on a lighter note, but it wasn't so much for this woman. This woman, Becky Holmes, she's an author. And she likes to troll online scammers. Well, sometimes guys will just, you know, like message her, you know, like flirt with her, and then they'll show the groin pics.
Oh, come on.
Guys do this all the time. I don't get it, but and you've mentioned it several times,
know,
Scott.
It never worked, ever, ever.
I don't understand.
In the history of these kind of pics, has somebody ever, female, sent back, wow, yes, come over right now.
So gets this message on her birthday, and it's this guy threw a happy birthday sign. And that's what he's got going.
Jeez.
So she decided to have a little fun with it. And she said, by the way, I appreciate it, but you got a red mark on your stomach. I have a degree in dermatology. It looks concerning. He's like, well, it doesn't even itch. It's like, yeah, but it looks serious. I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple months. And he's like, well, I showed the picture to my cousin. My cousin's not concerned, but not an expert like you. Anyway, she just trolled this guy and then shared it with everybody.
Nah. Oh, man. Golly.
Which is kind of what's deserved, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
This is the Barkley Van Camp and Robin Show. All right. Biggest story today, David?
Sorry, I like that story a lot.
I know. It's a good one.
Part of it was she tried to convince him he had contracted the bubonic plague.
You know.
Seriously, you need to get this checked out.
He's freaking out.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, you need to go to a doctor like right now.
It may look normal to you because you're just used to it, but I'm here to tell you, that is not normal.
doctor says, so who said this would be a big deal? This lady, I know. How do you know her? She's a dermatologist.
Yeah.
I sent her a picture of my penis.
Yeah, good job, buddy. Jeez. All right, we got to get to a news update. You got your big three of the day?
Yeah.
Got any stories that good?
No.
The trifecta coming up. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, you know, we need to be very worried about MAGA extremist violence, we're told.
Of course.
Never mind what's been going on the left in the last several months. But, you know, whatever. Never mind what happened after Donald Trump was elected and the violence from the left that occurred over the course of his entire presidency. We need to worry about people up in the hills somewhere, according to Democrat Representative Maxine Waters, who called for violence.
Yes, she did.
Who called for the open harassment of anybody who worked in the Trump administration.
Yes, she did.
Anyway, she's on MSNBC, and this is what she had to say about that.
Violence if he loses. I want to know about... And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the President to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, what communities they're going to attack.
What receipts do you have on that one?
Oh, you didn't
up
go
in the hills somewhere.
You didn't go training up in the hills somewhere. I actually did spend the weekend up in the hills somewhere, Texas. It's a beautiful community.
I'm not going to tell you where it was. They let in on the secret.
Were you up in the hills, though?
I can tell you what cities we're going after, though.
You and your buddies?
Well, you have no idea the numbers.
Markley's militia?
Millions.
Millions of Markley's.
I don't know what she's talking about.
It's the histoplasmosis Patriot yes. gang.
That's yes. right. We hide in caves. That's yeah. how we get histoplasmosis.
You're proud of it.
I want to, you know, if like the Coen brothers or any other filmmaker had any guts, you'd take something like this and you'd make a movie, make an absurdist comedy where you've got these people that Maxine Waters is inventing in her head, and they are planning something. And then you've got the Antifa bros from Portland State, the guys who charge the cops with the Rubbermaid trash yes. cans. Yes. And they meet up in the hills somewhere. That's the title of the movie, by the way, Up in the Hills Somewhere. And they're going to do battle because they both think that they're somehow going to, like, have this bloody revolution, right? They've been training for years on this. And then it's just, I mean, they're shooting each other in the foot. They're falling over and sending an axe through their own skulls. And now there's got to be a side plot where one of the Rubbermaid guys falls in love with one of the Up in the Hills Somewhere MAGA dudes. And the Up in the Hills Somewhere MAGA dude is worried because he doesn't want his buddies to know that he might be gay. And you got the Rubbermaid guy who's like, well, they know I'm gay. I tell them all the time, but I don't think I could be seen in public with a MAGA bro. And then, I mean, dude, I've already written most of the movie. You just got to fill in the dialogue and, you know, get Brad Pitt and Tom Hanks involved.
There you go,
it's
man.
It's already done.
Can I go with Maxine, just a couple greatest hits?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, she's afraid about these people she's made up in her head in the hills.
Yeah, I'm training.
Yes, okay.
You see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Yeah, peace every time.
Mm. It's all about peace and love, isn't it?
Yes. In fairness, she's planning the insurrection out in the open, not up in those scary hills somewhere.
Caves. Yes.
Inside the caves in the mountain.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think she promoted rioting, too, didn't she?
Did she? I forgot about that.
Wasn't that during the Chauvin trial?
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Oh.
There you go.
But you can't call that out, because if you do, you are, in fact,
racist
and sexist.
They don't train with the hill people, though.
No.
They don't stand a chance.
It's like there's just this group of hill people with, like, they got shotguns that have 45, you know, emblazoned on there for Trump and all that. Make America great again.
Well, you just got them back because they got 47 on there, too.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's right.
Because he'll be president either way, because if not, they're going to go to the streets and take down cities. You know that.
Jim Bob there actually only shoots 45s now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Once they make a 47 cartridge.
That they march forward to impeachment, oblivious to what the American public is saying, oblivious to the American public wanting to put this behind us, oblivious to the destruction that they're causing in this
house. Oh, my gosh.
And the only
She's a beauty, man.
Old
Maxine.
Sweet Maxine.
Elected every time.
Up there with the hill folk. Rooting him out. Gosh dang. Sophisticated training camps up in the Appalachians. You know.
Up in the Hills Somewhere was actually initially a Led Zeppelin song, but they just didn't like the way that actually rolled off the tongue.
No.
Up in the Hills is where we train. That was the original title, the working title.
Yes, but once you're actually done with the training, then you go Immigrant Song.
Right, yeah, immediately.
Of course. You ready for your big three? All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two, three.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta with his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem. I heard you counting him down this Sunday, buddy. Sounded good.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right.
Three.
Number three, you want to talk about South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who has old yellered her political career.
Just keep...
she old yellered old.
I have never seen anything quite like this explode this quickly.
I got to talk about a f-ing dog dying.
Right. Well, that was one thing. She shot the dog and killed the dog, admitted that in a book, right?
Yes.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
No, actually, it wasn't Snuggles. Cricket. Cricket was the dog's name, Casey. You got that wrong. But, and then she was asked by Margaret Brennan, did you meet Kim Jong-un? Yes or no question. You either did or you didn't, right? Because Noem wrote it in the book that she did. This antidote shouldn't have been in the book, she said. And as soon as it was brought to my attention, I made sure that it was adjusted.
Hold on a second. Who wrote the book?
You wrote the book, you dope.
Oh, my gosh.
And you narrated the book. Oh. I mean, this is the dumbest.
No.
Either own it and move on. Yeah, I didn't. I misremembered. That was a good word from years past. Misremembered. Remember that one?
Do you want to hear part of that exchange, actually? Because it is.
I do. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, of course.
She says that she had met Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and then that's not true. So then they said, well, we're going to have to edit it. And that was an error.
Mm-hmm. And I'm taking responsibility for the change that we've made.
Okay, and the for the mistake in the book.
And I've told you that, and I'm, no, it's not. What I've said is that I have
You're
decided
not taking responsibility
this
for the mistakes
anecdote
in the book.
I've decided this, and I'm saying that this book is very, very good, and I've met with many world leaders, and that there are world leaders that I've met with that are in this book. There are many that I've met with that are not in this book.
Okay.
And this is an anecdote that I asked to have removed because I think it's appropriate at this point in time. But I'm not going to talk to you about those personal meetings that I've had with world leaders.
Okay.
But you didn't meet with this person.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Golly, that was a simple question.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Margaret Brennan knew exactly what the answer was when she asked the question. She knew it wasn't true. Did you not think this was going to come up?
This is another lesson for everybody.
Jeez.
Before someone's on a national stage for a while, it's really difficult to get behind them because you don't know.
No.
There's so many things you just don't know. I didn't make the mistake with her. Made it with other people.
Yeah.
You may have made it with her.
Of course I did. I know. I really thought, okay, this is a woman. She's attractive. She's a woman, smaller state, don't know a lot about her.
Okay.
But she seems to be the type of person that I would vote for.
Can we cut to the chase here and just say it was totally her appearance that captured your attention?
That helps, yes. I'm not seeing somebody with a third eye on TV. It's kind of, you know, it's good.
I understand. Same time.
I know. It's look, man. But this whole, I don't, you know.
That was terrible.
It's terrible. You narrated your own book.
Yeah.
You said it in the book.
You thought people would take you more serious as a tough woman because you shot a dog in the head. That was a total miscalculation.
Yeah.
Okay, and I understand. Yes, that happens. We've talked about it on a farm, on a ranch. I've seen it before. Okay, got it. But still, you don't put it in your book.
And then
she brought it to North Korea and shot it in front of Kim.
She also said she killed a goat for good measure. Like what? The gun was just already out.
Goat.
Or what's the part of that story?
That was I thought it was a different episode, but maybe this is just I haven't invested all that much time in it because it is one of the dumbest, most hilarious, funniest political implosions I've ever seen. But apparently there was a goat there that was a problem goat, and it was smelly. Goats are smelly. And so she took the goat over to the gravel pit and blasted it away, too.
Dang.
If I heard that, I forgot about it. Oh, my goodness, man.
Well, I got two shells here. I already took care of the dog.
Bring me the goat.
Find me something else to shoot. Mama's got bloodlust now.
Yep. I shot the dog and I was satisfied. I thought. Until I saw the goat. And then I thought, maybe I'm not satisfied. After all, maybe it's time to take it out on something else.
Are you reading this right now?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm making it up. Like, what happened there?
I thought that was part of the book.
Oh, no. And what did the goat do? No real reason?
It was misbehaving or something. I don't.
It was singing Bon Jovi out of key, you know? Boom! And there's another one.
Now, on with the countdown.
The Scott Robbins trifecta.
Dang.
Top three of the day
Man.
Up to number
two.
Keep your pets away from Christy. No.
We'll go to somebody who has a shred of sanity, another female Republican in politics, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, rejecting the Title IX war on women that Joe Biden has brought.
The sanity is ruining the day right now. She signed an executive order last week defying the new rule changes to Title IX that Joe Biden and the Department of Education issued. The rule change includes new protections for the few students who identify as transgender, but Sanders' order instructs schools in her state to ignore that. Uphold the rights and privacy concerns of the vast majority of students instead. Her order reaffirms the state's commitment to preserving the traditional understanding of sex as an immutable characteristic of the human body. Firmly rooted in biology, and created order. I can't believe this. We actually have governors that are standing up and doing this now, that are saying, no, we're not going to do this, Joe. Go pound sand.
Right. Try to get in our way.
We're not going to do this. We're just not going to do it.
You'll end up like a goat in South Dakota.
Right, exactly.
Boom! Dang.
Yes.
And the countdown continues.
Problem with pests? Gnome will handle it.
Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of
There's
the day.
There's no place like Gnome. Boom!
And finally,
okay. Yeah.
One.
Mick Jagger wanted to talk about politics.
Mick Jagger's in New Orleans for the Jazz and Heritage Festival. The Stones were there playing.
Mm-hmm.
Mick's 80, you know.
Yep.
He said, we're a welcoming crowd, aren't we? I hope Mr. Landry is enjoying the show. He's real inclusive, you know. He's trying to take us back to the Stone Age. And, of course, he was referring to the governor and Jeff Landry, who's a Republican, by the way. So Mick decided to wade into the political landmine. So Landry responded. He said, hey, Mick, you can't always get what you want. The only person who might remember the Stone Age is you. Love you, buddy. You're always welcome in Louisiana, but I love me some country music.
What's his problem with what's going on in Louisiana? Is it something specific?
It's abortion bills. It's the nonsense Title IX stuff and all that. Mick doesn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And there you have it.
You're from England and you're 80. Shut up.
Right. After all these years, I'm going to dip my toe in the political waters now.
I like Landry. You're the only one that remembers the Stone Age.
Old wrinkled toe.
You're from England. Shut up. Standard.
All right. We got to get to a news update and Nimrod's in the news straight ahead. Ready?
Goodbye.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Mark McVan Camp and Robbins Show. It's no secret you spend less money on running your business. You get to keep more money. It's simple math.
Yeah, that's a tall order right now because everything is so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Yep, reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you got one unified business management suite.
Yeah, and with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
So you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Yeah, do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You are going to profit big time, and backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. Man, you know what? It's already time. We got to get to Nimrod's.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You're sure?
Yes.
All right.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. Go to Ohio. School district went into lockdown last week when Bigfoot was spotted walking around the campus.
Oh, boy. Was he holding up a Hamas sign?
No.
It wasn't Sasquatch. It was a parent playing a prank.
Ah, there you go.
But some elementary kids were outside at the time. School officials being commended for quickly moving them inside. Get inside. We don't know who this is. The whole lockdown process went off without a hitch, but the stunt caused panic and disrupted the school day. Oh, boy. Some people are making light of it online. Other people were a little ticked off going, hey, you understand how this could happen, right? They're Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Just some good natured pranking.
Christy Nome is on the way.
Nimrod's in the News. Boom!